Mike 4, call for Lima, Andy, am I here?
4 MIL and 4 ZLK Mobile.
July, how you doing?
Name here is Shane. Tell me your call again.
Kilo Mike 4, Golf Lima, India. My name is Bart. Bravo Alpha Romeo Tango.
Bart, I got the call wrong. That's what I was checking on. KG4. Kilo Mike 4, Golf Yankee Lima. Is that correct?
Golf Lima, India.
He came from Golf Lima, India. Okay, KM4. L-I. Okay, Bart, I'm not familiar with the call. Sometimes I can pull them right out of the air and repeat them, and other times I struggle. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm up at the Quail Forest here in North Carolina, volunteer here, and love being up here.
Is that in the DuPont State Park area?
Above, on 276, about 11 miles north of Brevard.
I know where it is. I've driven by it. We usually take a drive up there, definitely in the fall. Beautiful drive during the fall. I'm down here in the just south of Greenville, over by the Donelson Center Airport, the old Air Force base, if you're familiar with the area.
I know Donelson because I was in the Air Force, so.
Yeah, my parents lived here back in the 60s, right next to the base. He was in the Air Force, and I couldn't tell you if that base was still active, if he was stationed at that time or not. Maybe not, probably not. I think he was out by then, but now I'm all over it. Get to watch some F-16s take off every once in a while. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I used to fly UH-1P helicopters in Vietnam and know the base.
I still have a couple of Chinooks, and let's see, what else they got here? The Army flies them out of here. They're pretty active, actually. I think it's the Army Guard, but they fly pretty regularly.
Oh, fly over me, I love that.
A guy by the name of Ron Brooks, did you?
No, I didn't know Ron Brooks. The only Ron I knew when I was in Vietnam was Ron Mitchell. That's the only one I knew.
With a guy, he was a major, still in the guard, I think, maybe, still or reserves. He flew Hueys in Vietnam. He retired as a colonel. I'm not sure if he's still alive. I think he may have passed away.
Yeah, we're all going to do that someday. I flew with a great guy named Hoyt Hurt, and we flew back then. It was the Moody Air Force Base in Valdosta, Georgia. We flew HH-43s. Great guy.
As you said, you were Air Force, so they probably weren't flying together anyway. But whenever I somebody I know, I always check because you never know.
This is true. How are you doing today?
And by the way, thank you for your service. My dad was Air Force. Three brothers that were Army. One brother was a crew chief on the Chinook. And let's see what else. People on my mother's side served in the World War II, and actually lost a great uncle. He was 14 and joined the Army in England and fought in World War I, and was killed by the time he was 17. By the time they found him, he had already been killed. But that goes way back. I never knew him, obviously, but my grandfather was named after him.
D-17 during World War II, shot down over Germany, was a prisoner of war for 2 years.
It sounds like you made it out, though, if you're here, so that's good. But, yeah, those guys went through some stuff. He was probably fairly young, too, wasn't he?
He was young then, and he never recovered from that, really. He was, became an alcoholic like me.
Fortunate. It's got a little bit of that in my family as well. I don't know if it's military related, but anyway. So what are you doing up there with the forestry, Cradle of Forestry?
I'm a volunteer up here. We take people out on the trails. I work the house. I'm playing a 199-year-old man at one of the buildings up here in Duluth. Been doing this for 7 years up here.
You must live somewhere close to that area.
We're an RV and have an RV park here, and we come up in April and leave in November, go back down to Tennessee or Florida in the wintertime.
You know what? I'm driving through an area that's kind of breaking up a little bit. I do remember you said something about Florida, so that's really cool. That's nice that you can take advantage of opportunities like that.
That's what I like to do. I like to serve people.
But even though it's been warm, it's a lot cooler where you are now probably than down in Florida.
Guaranteed it is. I talk to people down there all the time, and it was harder than one or something like that. No, I'm not that bad.
It's been close, though. I mean, it can get warm here, so we're enjoying a nice rain right now. Do they have any horseback riding or anything up in the forest up there?
They do have a horseback place up about 5 miles up 276. They got horses there and rent them, and you can ride them out.
Hey, are they like trail horses that they only follow the one horse in front of them and never change?
I'm not sure. I haven't ridden horses in 50 years. I used to ride horses as a kid, but I don't do that anymore.
I used to ride as a teenager. In fact, rode all over an area. Used to go up off Highway 11 near Table Rock and ride horses. And now I actually live in the neighborhood that they were talking about. They were starting to grade out some roads in there where we were riding horses. And so that's pretty cool. I think I rode right over where I live. But I made the mistake of going on a trail ride in Gatlinburg. And that horse, they only followed one horse, and that was the one in front of them, and they would not move. You couldn't get them to do anything but go and where that horse in front of them went.
That's not horseback riding to me. I used to have to get up cattle in the woods with horseback, and the horse would run through the woods, and I'd get knocked off by a tree and get back on the horse and have a good time.
That's what I enjoyed about riding where we live now. There's a hill 400 foot, goes up 400 feet. We climbed up to the top of that and sat at the top and looked at the back of Table Rock and down over the reservoir, and that was really nice. Climbed back down and rode back down and went into the river, and the horses were splashing around, cooling off. So to me, that's horseback riding, just going where you want to go.
Yes. Again, since I can still ride a horse, I'm 78 now, but I can do that probably still.
Get that. I'm only 55. I'd like to do it again. But anyway, Bart, I'm going to let you go. You probably know there's a net on here every night at 9 o'clock. You're getting into the repeater really well, so if you're around or still awake, you're welcome to check in. I'm sure they'd love to have you.
I've joined it a couple of times, had a good time with it, so I will look up that net tonight at 9 o'clock. You have a good 73 to you, and have a great day and great evening. KM4 GLI is clear.
Nice to make your acquaintance, Bart. Enjoy your day up there. Hope to talk to you again. KM4 GLI, N4ZLK.